I am Mr. Ziegler, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
A point that Bob raised, which I'd like for you to work out, because you'll be going off to Paris tomorrow with Bizard, is that the thing that Fox raised today with regard to the papers and so forth and so on, I don't think that it's an adequate answer to simply say there will be no papers. I mean, you should sit down with Bizard and Garmin and so forth and work out a more effective answer. The point is that you've got to put it in a more positive sense, that any individual will testify. Mm-hmm. Papers are not available. Individuals who want to testify, of course, have access to their papers for the purpose of, preparing themselves for testimony. I don't know what had you said on that.
That's basically what we said today, and Jerry said, and it was a little bit distorted around, but not in any negative way. Bob and I just finished a fairly long conversation.
Yeah, I know.
And both he and I agree after the discussion that we should obviously keep handling the part on the papers in this positive way you just suggested.
You can't give an inch on it, you know. We can't give an inch with regard to letting him have them. But you can't let Cox make a hell of a lot of issue. That's just something, sorted in the goddamn papers here. There isn't.
That's right.
Is it making that point, are you?
Yes, and we'll continue to do that. And I'm going to meet with Bizard in the morning at 7:30 and also more.
Yes.
But Bob and I both agree that we should let the Moors, not the Moors, the Deans, run out their string a little bit. Because we have all this conflict going. We've got the Cox conflict with Irvin. We've got a little rumbling of Dash versus Thompson and going on in the committee.
Right.
And we have, by letting them run their string, we leave all of our options open. We either hit them in the testimony, or we may move to a leak program later on down the line, depending on what happens.
Yeah.
Or we may just ignore them. But Bob also feels we let them run out their strength a little bit.
No, I told Bob that, and he probably told you, he will try to prepare a little. He's going to send it to me only for my eyes, the memcons and his own conversations.
Right.
In addition to that, you'll get from Moore his memcons on his conversations he was participating in. He probably don't have any, but
we'll drain him out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I talked to Fred. Fred spent a couple hours with him, and so we're going to get together first thing in the morning, and Fred will give Al some...
Now, don't have him go back over any earlier than that. Just pick
the
things.
No, those dates.
That's right, because I've got everything else.
Yes, sir.
And fine, and particularly, though, we cannot, Ron, you must tell Bizard and Garmin, give an inch on papers.
Yeah, they agree. They agree 100%.
But we got to get a positive answer on it so we don't let Cox make a hell of an issue out of the papers. We're not trying to hide anything. We're just simply saying that the presidential papers, are not subject to subpoena. Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. And
they
can't be.
Oh, no. No way. No way. Never can give on that. Okay.
Okay, sir. It was a good day today.